Dire concerns are being raised about the early training ground for future Black Caps. Those involved in youth cricket are frustrated by what they say is a lack of attention from the national body towards the secondary school coaching system. New Zealand Cricket agrees there is a problem but says they are addressing it. Clay Wilson reports.
For 25 years, the Willows Cricket Club has hosted secondary school teams from around New Zealand. The private ground in North Canterbury is a picturesque setting. But Willows founder Mike Dormer says all is far from rosy when it comes to the secondary school game.
We've got to get something going, because unless we do something on getting coaches organised, cricket in the schools is going to die, and there's no question about it.
Dormer has been begging New Zealand cricket to do something for at least 5 years. And he's not alone. Former Canterbury coach Gary McDonald runs the cricket program at Nelson College and says secondary schools are being left on their own.
If they wanted to have quality coaching and if they wanted to have a cricket program, you know, of any value, they've had to sort of do it all themselves, basically, you know, with no funding or anything from associations or from New Zealand Cricket either directly.
Michael Johnston is head of cricket at Christchurch's St Andrews College, the reigning national secondary school champions. Johnston says it's become gradually more difficult to get support from Canterbury Cricket.
10, 15 years ago, there was quite a few guys who were sort of looking after junior cricket, and those guys were accessible to get to come out and coach a team or look at a young coach and help him out. So we've lost that aspect a wee bit.
Johnston says much of the responsibility lies with the national body, who provide the country's six major associations with the money to fund community cricket.
More funding and resources has got to go back to Canterbury Cricket, who can oversee a program in each school and making sure that they've got the resources to make sure that the kids are getting a good experience and keeping them in the game.
New Zealand Cricket Board Director and former NZC boss Martin Sneddon began a long-term project in 2017 looking at leading the sport into the future. Soon after, his attention was drawn to the secondary school coaching issue by a stern letter from Dormer. It led to the national body's admission they had let their entire coach development program deteriorate. Sneddon says he and Dormer agreed 5 years was needed to properly address the issue, but there are differing views on the right approach.
Yes, I understand their frustrations, and I think they are not unjustified about targeting a problem area. No, I don't think they probably know enough about what we are trying to do, and so they tend to take a view that we're doing nothing.
Sneddon says junior coaching has been a major priority at New Zealand Cricket for 2 years. An online coach database and training platform is providing good progress, while some major association funding is now dependent on boosting coach development. The focus, though, has been on junior and youth club cricket. Sneddon says there are more club teams than school teams at those levels, while clubs are also more accessible to the national body.
The thinking was that if we could start to comprehensively train junior coaches, then over a period of time, some of those coaches would remain in the system and go on to coach the kids as they got a bit older at youth age, including at secondary schools. So it was really about establishing as strong a base as we could and building upwards.
A specific focus on secondary school coaching is underway. Sneddon says that's only happening now because their approach is about sustainable solutions, not a quick fix.
That's why the coach development process, in my mind, is a 5-year process. We can't just suddenly jump into particular parts of that system and try and solve them in isolation. We actually have to try and solve the whole.
It's a complex issue, but one thing is for sure. Dormer's passion for secondary school cricket means he won't rest until it's solved. For Morning Report, Clay Wilson.